This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. A lot of people came to see the Roseau County Museum's display at the county fair. Britt and her staff had put together a great exhibit of medical equipment and posters telling about some of the doctors that worked in Roseau. One person who had taken a good look at the exhibit stopped at the table where I was sitting that afternoon, and we talked about some of her own memories of medical care. Shirley Willeen Lenius will soon be 80 and was visiting from Duluth. She grew up around these parts, and at age 10, she found she had to have her appendix out. She was taken to the Bud Hospital, a nice brick building you can still see north of the highway as you come into Roseau from the west. She remembers that she knew that the hospital had an elevator, and she was excited to think of having a ride in that elevator. Dr. Berge was her doctor, and Hilma Osterlund was the nurse. Shirley was dressed for surgery in a typical hospital gown. Nurse Hilma then wrapped a sheet around her little body and, holding it tight behind Shirley, asked her to start walking. Instead of the exciting ride in the elevator she had been looking forward to, Hilma asked Shirley to walk up 2 flights of stairs to the operating room, all the while holding the sheet snug behind her. Shirley was asked to climb up onto the operating table. Dr. Berge came in, swabbed her belly with iodine, and gave her some shots of Novocaine around the area where the incision would be. Shirley was never unconscious, just numbed with Novocaine. She remembers it all. No pain, just a little tugging. When the surgery was finished, she remembers Dr. Berge asking her if she wanted to see her appendix and dangling it in front of her face before putting it in a jar for her to take home. After she had been stitched up, Shirley still didn't get to ride in the elevator. She had to walk back down the stairs to her room. She had to go to the bathroom, but had heard of bedpans and was afraid she'd have to use one. But Dr. Berge said she could surely walk to the bathroom since she had walked all the way up and down the stairs already. Shirley also remembers getting breakfast the next morning. She had never had breakfast in bed before, but it wasn't very exciting. She remembers getting lumpy porridge. Shirley told me that Dr. Berge was known for his buttonhole incisions, much smaller than those of other doctors in the area. Dr. Berge's office was upstairs in the building that houses the Silver Dragon now, across the street from Dr. Delmore's office. They each had their loyal patients. One was Catholic, one was Lutheran, so that played some part in people's decisions. I called Shirley to get her okay on this story, and she shared another interesting bit of her history. She had been working at the telephone office in Roseau, but that office was going to be closing in December of that year. She had already started paperwork to be transferred to California. But in May, something happened to change her plans. New radio station KRWB in Roseau was having Name That Tune contests, and Shirley called in for one of them and won 2 6-packs of pop. She had to pick up her pop at the radio station, so the next day she stopped by there and met a tall, handsome radio announcer named Duane Lenius. They were married 6 months later. She likes to say that she won him in a contest. He was a bonus. I think we'll have to hear more about that around Valentine's Day. Thanks, Shirley Willeen Lenius, for sharing your story with us, and to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.